The neighborhood is Daoudabougou, just minutes away from the bustle and bright lights of downtown Bamako. Here the children amuse themselves on dirt paths where no car can go. The mud homes are crumbling, there's no running water, there's no electricity. And all cooking is done with firewood or charcoal.
Good evening. You're heading off to home with a bundle of firewood in your hands. What's your name?
Kajajakti.
Okay, Kajajakite, where are you going with this firewood and how much did it cost?
Tansaba.
Kaja Jiakite says she's paid the equivalent of £1 for the bundle of firewood, which is just enough for one meal. She said she's heard you can cook with solar energy, but she has never laid eyes on a solar cooker. Ironically, at the top of the steep hill behind Kaja Jiakite's house, not even a kilometer away, is Mali's National Solar Energy Center. It was built 3 decades ago, but it's never been powered by anything other than electricity from hydro dams and generators that use imported fuels. Till now, solar energy has remained a lofty dream in Mali. At the Solar Energy Center, Soleimani Diakite, Mali's energy director, told me that was about to change. And he took me out of the air-conditioned comforts to make his point.
Okay, now, Mr. Jiakite, we have just walked outside into, this is welcome to reality. This is Sahelian sun in Mali. It's extremely hot. If there's one thing you're never missing in Mali, I think it's the sun.
This is why we want to improve these solar technologies in Mali. We know that the main activities in rural electrification will be based on solar energy.
Jiakite is hosting a special energy week in Mali to draw attention to the fact that only 1% of all Malians have electricity and to the worrisome fact that 90% of all households cook with fuel wood. In a country where he says the sun could do the same work.
We have here many kinds of cooking equipment and they are built in Mali.
Now let's just approach this blue metal box here with a glass lid. Inside is painted black. And there's a black cooking pot also inside. Now, I'm not a very good cook, but if I were to try, what would I be cooking in that pot?
You can cook every kind of meal with these cookers.
Ah, we're testing the food over here. Are we invited?
The women using the cookers were wildly enthusiastic, saying such technology would save them a lot of money and hard labor chopping firewood. All said they would buy a cooker if they had the money, about £70, to make that initial investment. As for the men tasting the meat and rice cooked by the sun, they said they were already converted. The Malian government has removed all tax and duty from solar energy technologies, hoping to save 40,000 hectares of trees, that's 6 million tons of firewood, every year by converting people to solar cookers made in Mali. For BBC Network Africa, this is Joan Baxter in Bamako, cooking in the Malian sun.